Thank you for joining the Revengerous Podcast of Stuff with Breshvik and Dr. Tasty.
All right, what's up?
The Southside Santa.
Hey, guys.
Dirk Hirsch.
Greeting.
And joining us, it's been a while, but El Cocho is here.
Hola.
The illustrious and upstanding mighty hero. You know, we've got a lot of stuff to get into this week, so we should just jump right into it. I have a story you guys are going to love. In separate news stories, we've talked a lot about neighbors who shoot each other and telepathic attacks, right? Well, this story combines the best of both. So it was your typical crack cocaine, mind control, telepathic sex crime at a trailer park. You know, just regular Wednesday.
This sounds better than Breaking Bad.
Yeah, it is like Breaking Bad.
It's like just bad.
It's just regular bad. A woman in Utah has pled guilty to attempting criminal solicitation and possession of a dangerous weapon after persuading her husband to shoot their neighbor, claiming that she was the victim of, quote, telepathic rape. Maloney Selinit was accused of purchasing a gun illegally for a convicted felon, that would be her husband, and inciting him to shoot their neighbor twice in the back while he was working in their yard, because she felt that he had been telepathically raping her and using crack cocaine to control her mind.
Well, that's what crack cocaine was used for back in ancient times.
You know what? This actually doesn't really sound like much Breaking Bad, as it sounds more like just, yeah, that's about Utah for you.
It's a typical day in Utah.
This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. And now it's under my control.
Well, it's unclear if he was giving her crack to control her mind, or if he was taking crack to gain telepathic powers.
That's true. I don't know. We don't know if crack gives you mind powers or not.
Here's what happened. So, you take crack, and the crack aliens of Sector 5, they come and they control you, and they use your brain as a conduit to control other people. Yeah. It's like a hive mind sort of thing, but with awesome drugs.
And as we know, aliens come in the night and like to diddle you and do naughty sex things to you against your will, so.
I don't know if you've heard me say this before, but aliens are really, really promiscuous.
They're really bad about it. They're not ethical sluts either, like El Cocho.
I have some standings.
That's what I'm saying. You're an upstanding slut. I mean, you're a man whore, but you know, you're honest about it. You don't trick anyone. You don't telepathically rape anyone. Everyone knows where they stand with you.
It's simple. It's, you go up to a fine person like, yo, you want to go halves on a baby? That's it.
But seriously, Earth's people are very, very tame compared to the rest of the universe. Also, well, the rest of the universe thinks Earth is a bunch of prudes.
Well, Earth women are easy.
Well, Gina Davis is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, according to Earthlings.
Does this news item, or does crack cocaine in general, promote telepathic rape culture?
That is rape culture.
It's telepathic rape culture.
Look.
Well, it's a symptom of the larger rape culture.
That's right. Telepathic rape culture.
You still need consent to violate someone's mind.
No, you're absolutely right. No, what if they think it, but they don't say it?
It's mind rape. So if they say yes, if they give you mental consent, then you have their consent.
It's kind of like everyone that ended up watching the movie Crystal Skull the night that it first came out, because they were all willing, and then it was like, guess what? Ba-boom! Yeah, you like it dirty, don't you?
And then once again, we were non-consenting to having aliens in that movie, going back to that point.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Well, once you consent, you kind of agree to all the caveats of whatever they're going to do to you.
No, I mean, you could decide that you don't want to be telepathically raped in the middle of it. You're like, yeah, I've changed my mind. And because they're telepathic, there should be no question about it in their mind. They would know immediately, and they should stop.
Right.
I'm sorry. I wasn't using my telepathy anymore.
I was okay with the kiss on the cheek. Because you're okay with that, then that means you're also into anal while I shit on your chest.
In your mind.
You know, I knew that's right. Where you were going with that.
It's where he always goes with that.
Humans
and anal and aliens shitting.
By alien beings. There was an interdimensional being, which is a type of alien, spotted over Northern Ireland. It's a shape-shifting figure that someone with a camera saw over Belfast. Now, it's really hard to tell what it is because it's really far away and we don't know what size it was. And the shape is changing because it's kind of just a blob. And the camera keeps shaking and it's fuzzy. But obviously that means it was a shape-shifting alien from another dimension.
So it was a cloud.
No, I mean, it's clearly some kind of dark floating thing in the distance.
Well, that's a different thing. Clouds are shape-shifting aliens. I didn't know if you knew that or not.
I did.
This sounds like a different kind of shape-shifting alien. Like the Shiftosaurus or Shafty.
Is that like the dude that was hanging out with Obama during his speech to Congress?
Oh, yeah, the shape-shifting guy. That was a different kind. Yeah, that was a guy who could shape-shift his face using digital artifacting. This is something floating in the sky that looked kind of round and kind of had like a little bit of a shine on it. And I think there was a little string kind of floating under it.
I actually think it looked more like a flying person that was like spinning.
Right. Yeah. Clearly, we don't know what it is.
Humanoid.
Therefore, aliens.
Obviously.
Yeah. I'm a fan of the null hypothesis, which is that it must have been aliens.
Well, it's always aliens.
Occam's razor.
Right.
It's the easiest explanation.
It's very easy for me to say it was aliens, therefore.
Occam was an alien.
And look, people are saying that it might have been a balloon, like a Mylar balloon in the shape of a person, but just because you have a rational, more mundane explanation doesn't mean that your rational, mundane explanation can't also be outrageous. Because if you go to the Revengerous wiki, you will see that balloonian aliens, which appear to be balloons, have been heading towards our planet and taking over many different civilizations and destroying entire races in their bid for conquest. We don't know what they want, but we know that the balloonians are coming and that they are deadly and that we hate them because they're different.
Stupid balloons.
They're the worst.
Balloon. I don't know. They're fun to pop.
Well, good. We need you and other people like the Revengerists who can go out there and fight the good fight and pop those.
I've never been a big fan of helium-based life forms.
They feel that they're, like, better. Like
they're above everyone else. That's what they feel like. Yeah, they're so higher than all.
Yeah.
Like they're nobles or something.
But there is that movie based on a balloonian.
Oh, the one, the balloon Jesus, and he kidnaps that French boy?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a great movie.
And then he dies, and then he rises again, and that's what gave the balloons hope that they could take over the world.
That part really ruined it for me, because the part when the boy died was my favorite.
You mean when the balloon died?
The boy died.
Did he? Oh, that's right. They lifted him up in the air. Because I forgot that Don Hertzfeldt short, Billy's Balloon, was a sequel to Red Balloon.
Yeah. That balloon is my favorite balloon of all time.
Don Hertzfeldt's Billy's Balloon, if you haven't seen it, is a very prescient warning of what is to come if we let the balloons, like the shape-shifting figure over Ireland, have their way.
So. Yeah, complete hilarity. I can't wait.
And then the airplane comes in. It's great.
What are you eating?
I'm eating the pretzels.
I have one more news item, and then we'll get into our serious issues of the day. But this isn't serious. There was a guy shot and killed in Russia.
Nah.
So two guys in Rostov-on-Don, a city of 1 million in southern Russia, had an argument. You know, this is a pretty rough town. It's known for being a rough town. So when these two guys got into a kind of bar argument, one of them ended up having to be taken to the hospital. But they were in an argument over the philosopher Immanuel Kant, who he's a really kind of difficult subject to follow if you're into philosophy, but said violence is wrong and that, you know, you should take responsibility for your actions. So in keeping with that, one of the two people arguing about Kant's ideas shot the other one and then blamed it on Immanuel Kant, who's been dead for 209 years.
That makes sense to me.
Well, it's a categorical imperative.
He felt that that was the most appropriate use of his force to get happiness for everyone.
Dramatic irony.
The end justified the means.
Poetic justice.
I think we know who really lost that argument, though. The guy who didn't understand Immanuel Kant.
Kant!
I can't quite understand this idea. Therefore, bang. But we don't know
employ violence all the time. That's all I had to say, was that we employ violence all the time, so Kant is wrong.
Well, no, I mean, he says it's not that violence is wrong. Kant believed that the ends don't justify the means, that human beings are the ends of themselves, therefore things like torture and violence are wrong.
No, that's egotistic.
To say that humans are great.
Yeah, I mean, we're no better than anybody else.
But why? But Kant said that we were
Kant
the best.
Kant is a human. He doesn't understand that human beings are just squishy little meat sacks that deserve to get their throats slit and to get blown up by my energy beams. And they should just make me snacks all the time.
Well, now he would
because
say...
I ran out of pretzels.
He would say that it is always true in all circumstances that it is right for you to be able to eat pretzels and that, you know, you should have the liberty to do that, but that it is never right to shoot someone else over an argument about a philosopher.
Now, actually, what would be more interesting is actually having the audio of what these gentlemen were actually saying, because realistically... Yeah, so what? If the one guy's point was that it actually does make sense to do that, and then the guy that shot him was opposed to that idea, but then got swayed otherwise, like, you know what, fine, this is the way that you want it, and then he shot him, you can actually get behind that. Maybe he actually did understand that it was mute to end up having that argument, but the other guy was just a total dick.
Probably. I mean, they were both Russian. But Kant also said that if you're a free man, you should take responsibility for your actions. And the guy who did the shooting then fled the scene away from the police. So, something that Revengerous would never do. We take responsibility for our actions.
Right. That,
and we've never done anything wrong.
And face the police one-on-one.
And we've never done anything wrong, so...
No.
There's no need.
Never, ever.
So there's no need for us to face the music.
We're just that damn awesome.
We are the music.
We are awesomes.
Speaking of people who don't want to take responsibility for their actions, here in America, we have a political class of people who have decided to shut the government down.
Shut down.
Because the government obviously does not provide any valuable services for the people.
When have they ever?
So the Centers for Disease Control, making sure that people get flu vaccinations, they're shut down. Military personnel, not all of them, but certain things in the military, including the military suicide prevention hotline, because, you know, there hasn't been an epidemic of that lately. The National Institute of Health, which is giving cancer treatment to children, they're shut down.
The CDC, that got cut down to like two people.
It is. In fact, I think if you remember the first season of Walking Dead, that's pretty much what it looks like there now. So all the spying and surveillance and drones are still going on. However, they don't have the money to do Freedom of Information Act requests. So if you had a Freedom of Information Act request about any of those things, you can't. It's too bad. NASA has been shut down. So our friend, the little Curiosity rover, is all alone up on Mars, not knowing what's going on. Like Wally. Sad.
He's so lonely.
Poor robot.
Children getting food assistance from the government, they don't get that food now. And food inspectors who are making sure that, you know, there wasn't an inappropriate, like an above and beyond amount of rat feces in your food, they're not doing their job right now. The FDA, similarly, consumer protections, people like Head Start, welfare recipients, all the college students getting their assistance. None of these things are being funded right now. Because I think, does anyone know why? Does anyone, I wasn't really clear on why they shut it.
They're tired.
They must have been to take a nap. There must have been a good reason.
I think it's part of the whole starve the beast tactic here.
I thought it was feed a beast, starve a cold.
I'm pretty sure that's a fever.
I thought it was
you starve a fever.
Oh, and feed the beast.
Barbecue. I think it depends on what you feed the beast. Because it's occasionally picky.
But we're agreed that the beast is the government.
I thought yes. The beast was that thing that's been smashing the city.
Oh, yeah. We're and talking about two different things. That has not been shut down. That is continuing to ravage the Bronx. Because
there's no army or, actual government to stop the beast from eating
citizens. Well, we had 100,000 people fighting that beast, but they've all been furloughed. Because, you know what? Private industry should take care of it. We don't need the government giving handouts to people who are being smashed by a giant kaiju, okay? Deal with it yourself. Take personal responsibility for your smashed house and children.
It makes sense.
Dirkhurst, you brought up a good point on the Twitter. We don't know whether or not the shadow government has been shut down.
It appears to be fully operational. There's still plenty of people dying in really strange ways. Mm-hmm. It's really difficult to tell what's being done by the shadow government and what's being done by the aliens. But
or what's just a random coincidence.
Yes, true. But I'm sure that there's some sort of involvement by a higher order in all of these cases. A man recently set himself on fire in DC city limits. Another woman drove into the White House. Some strange things are going on. I don't know which part of the shadow government's to blame.
Is it because the shadow government is doing it? Or is it because people are flipping out and able to do whatever they want because there's no government to stop them?
It could be both. The problem is with a shutdown, you can't really get the top level information because all those people are furloughed.
Yeah. We can't get a Freedom of Information Act request, and we can't find anything else out about... Well, we weren't going to find out about the shadow government anyways.
Well, the one lady that was driving around and, like, drove up to the White House and shit, I think she was just confused.
She was confused?
Yeah, I think she was confused. She thought that it was actually a drive-thru or something.
She was like... I can't get my medicine because the government shut down. I'm going to just go through the drive-thru at the White House.
Right. You go to the government drive-thru
to get all that stuff.
Yeah, but it was shut down. So right. I don't know why she would think it would be open.
Maybe they didn't put the sign up because the government was shut down.
They fired the sign guy, too.
He got laid off and had to go and eat his young in order to survive. Which makes sense.
The government shutdown is affecting even animals. There's been goats and horses and ponies that are not being able to be adopted or to do their jobs. And the National Zoo's panda cam has shut down, so we can't voyeuristically look at the panda doing what pandas do.
I love masturbating to that.
I mean, he's not doing anything, though. He's just
being you a people panda. Are too dependent on... pictures of animals.
On government pictures of animals?
Government pictures of animals, because I see people looking at animals all the time, and I don't understand. You're just looking at an animal. You're not absorbing its vitality. You're not performing any rituals. You're not doing anything.
Maybe you aren't.
No, I know for a fact that no one is doing anything with those animals. A fact. 100%
even in West Virginia?
Pictures of animals.
Oh.
Worshipping and eating pictures of animals.
Well, here's my theory on that. If all lolcats were run by the government and then had been taken away during the shutdown, then there'd be riots in the streets right now if people couldn't get their lolcats.
Well, maybe that's what needs to happen. Maybe people need to not have their lolcats, and then that will spur them into action. To build a government that doesn't want to take vacation so they can get their daily fill of lolcats.
We actually have footage of what the Republicans are doing right now during the shutdown.
Are they masturbating to cats?
Or everybody's working for the weekend.
Everybody's working for the weekend. No, that's us.
Yeah.
Yeah, we work weekends. They don't. So let me go around and ask. This is important to me. El Cocho, with no government and no law and no rule, what would you do?
Oh, my.
I mean, the guys in charge are anarchists. The Republican Party are basically a bunch of anarchists that just want a free-for-all of the open free market. So what would you do?
Honestly, I say it's time for a takeover. Really? I feel this as a vacant job position for someone to take in.
You're going to fill that power vacuum?
Not by myself, but we could.
Power vacuum.
The Revengerists in charge.
Then we'd have to deal with all those people.
Yeah. We'd have to monitor.
Power vacuum would be an awesome super move. I think I'm going to incorporate that into my crime fighting.
Yes, we're making better judgments than the government to make things better for the people. I think we could do that.
Well, yeah, but I agree with
Kirsch. We could have a people's uprising.
But I agree with Kirsch. It's a lot of work. We're going to have to administer cancer treatments and flu vaccines and monitor a panda cam. It's a lot.
Check for rat poop?
No, we just have the compound AI do all of that.
And the interns.
Well, we could hire those people.
They work for free.
We'd have to hire 800,000 interns.
No, we can't hire all the government employees back and let them run it, and then just forget about Congress and all that crap. And
we can you know what? This is too much hard work. I'm just going to go for a walk on the beach.
Oh, nice. Okay. Dirk Kirsch, what would you do with no rule and no law in a world of anarchy?
Same thing I always do.
Try to take over the world?
No, I don't need it.
Santa, what would you do?
The exact same thing that I've been doing my entire life. Play with air horns!
There's like... You always play with air horns. This is so wasteful. There's like... No regulations stopping you from doing things.
All right. Guys, you know what? I think that you've struck onto an idea here. Let's actually go and get a really, really, really big air horn. Scare the shit out of some nuns.
See, now, the federal agency that would have prevented him from making an obscenely large air horn and setting it off at 2 in the morning at a nunnery doesn't exist anymore. They've been furloughed, so
we're good! This is going to be really fun.
Dr. Tasty, what would you do in a world without law?
I mean, I'm not really affected by governments. Even the pan-galactic government can't do anything about me. Even though I don't see reason they would.
This is because you are a gangster.
But I mean, if I was affected by a government, I would punch everyone in the face.
Wait, that's not if you're not affected like now. That's if you were affected.
No. If I was affected, and I couldn't punch anyone in the face, I would punch everyone in the face.
So like you're
like I do now.
Oh, man, I love these things. Oh, God, I love them.
So, who is your jerk this week?
Well, I had a jerk, but now it's Southside Santa.
He's always a jerk.
Dr. Tasty's anti-Southside Santa punch.
Ow!
I just...
My fucking face.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's smart.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just got punched in the face of the week.
You just got punched in the face of the week. Now, don't interrupt me again. Dr. Tasty's jerk who needs to be punched in the face of the week. So, I went to a Starbucks, and I was going to get all of the snacks and coffee. And I told them my name. They said, what's your name? And I said, Dr. Tasty. So I'm waiting for my everything, and they put the box down, and on the box they wrote, They wrote Dr. Tasty, but they spelled it weird. They spelled it like D-A-U-K-T-E-R.
Like German?
T-A-S-T-E-E. And I'm like, that's not my name. My name's Dr. Tasty. D-R. Dr. Tasty. T-A-S-T-Y. Can you not spell? And then while I was eating the snacks, I was looking at the other things that they wrote names on. Like, they wrote Kristen on a cup as, like, K-R-Y-S-T-I-N. And I was like, that can't be real. And I asked the person, and I was like, is that how you spell your name? And they said, yeah.
Oh, so it's not even Starbucks' fault. It's these people.
It's not Starbucks' fault. I mean, they did spell my name wrong, and I did end up detonating their store. But so I went around and, like, talked to people, and I looked up names, and they're all spelled weird. Like, Jessica is no longer J-E-S-S-I-C-A, it's G-E-C-Y-C-A, which doesn't make any sense.
What's with all the Ys?
And, like, why? I know a guy named Eric, he spells his name A-R-I-K.
Arak? Arik?
Arik? Erica, E-R-Y-C-A. That's not how you spell any of those names. That's stupid.
Idiots named John who spell it without the H. Just J-N. Yeah.
Like, what the dick, man? So, and like, I'd talk to these people, I'd confront them about their names, and they'd, like, I would be like, isn't your name spelled, I knew there was someone named Amanda, who spelled her name Mandy with an I instead of a Y.
Oh, the I just means you're a stripper. That's what that actually does mean something. If you if you spell like Tiffany with an I or Brittany and it ends in an I, and especially if they put a little heart over it, that just means they're a stripper. So that's to let you know, to give you a heads up that you're allowed to go put a $5 bill in her bra.
I don't know why anybody would do that. That's a waste of money. But
do that.
But, you know, they spell their names weird, and they're all pretentious about it, and they get mad if you spell their names wrong.
You mean if you spell it right.
I guess.
You fix their name and spell it the right way, then they get
mad. If you spell it according to not what they want.
Right.
And that's why they're Dr. Tasty's jerk who needs to be punched in the face of the week. So what I'm going to do to them... Actually, ask me what I'm going to do to them.
What are you going to do to them? What are you going to do?
What am I going to do? Well, first of all, I'm going to punch him in the face, which is what I always do. And then I'm going to find every single person that spells their name strangely, and I'm going to tie them down, and I'm going to ask them to spell their name. And every time they spell it in an unconventional way, I'm going to hurt them. And I will continue doing that until they spell their names the right way.
Which is your way.
All right, Hitler.
No, that's everybody's way. That's like the way it should be.
Shouldn't you be doing this to their parents, though, and not them?
Because
they didn't name themselves. They were just babies.
Obviously, everyone has control over their own lives, and if they knew better...
Personal responsibility.
If they knew better, they would go to court, and they would get their name changed.
For free. Because the government is shut down.
So I also need to punch the government.
You need to punch the government once it's no...
There's a lot of punching that needs to be done.
Yeah. Well, there always is. That's why the Revengerists exist.
God, I love this group.
I mean, we get to do whatever we want all the time, and even more so now that there's no regulations.
And people are completely okay with this.
Yeah, nobody minds. I mean, who's going to stop us? The shutdown government?
Ha!
Oh my god, you guys! You know what I would do? We should do this.
Yeah, what would you do?
We could finally make an ice cream sundae.
Saturday. Wait.
The one we've been talking about?
The giant one, because obviously we haven't been able to because of the government regulations against us making an ice cream sundae.
Right, yeah,
but now we can.
The height restrictions.
But you can't make sundaes on Saturday.
So we're going to get a bunch of whipped cream and all this ice cream, which we already have, just for this kind of, you know, possibility. Oh my god, this is going to be amazing. Should we put bananas in it?
I like sundaes, but...
Yeah, you love sundaes.
I do, you eat them every Saturday.
You eat them every week.
Oh yeah, on Sunday.
So let's make a sundae right now. You guys, are you guys down? Who wants whipped cream duty?
But it'll melt.
Yeah.
You can't eat it on Saturday.
No, we're going to... What?
You got to wait till Sunday.
No, no, no. We're going to make it today and eat it today. It's not going to melt. It's fine.
So what all are we going to need? We're going to need the ice cream. We already have that, right? What else
we have? The ice cream. We have the whip. We have a lot of whipped cream for a different reason. But I'm sure Commodore Bob won't mind if we use like half of it, which is more than enough. I mean, he's got a lot. And we probably need like a bunch of different syrups because you can use any syrup, but we should use all the syrups because this thing is going to be huge.
Need a lot of syrup.
And a fuckload of bananas, right? Are we going to get one really big banana? Like, genetically splice it and make it huge?
That's the only way to do it.
Dirkhirsch, how quickly can you genetically splice a gigantic banana?
I actually have a ray that will embiggen a banana.
Oh, nice. Santa, do you have a kiddie pool or something like that?
Well, yeah, it's over in my... Why?
Because we're going to put... We need some kind of dish for the giant... ice cream mountain.
Oh, man, we're going to need something bigger than a kiddie pool.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I mean,
gonna
like
melt.
A regular pool.
All right, well, you work on that. El Cocho, how many different flavors of cocoa and syrup and sauces and butterscotch do you have?
I think I got at least two right now, but I'm easily able to get a hold of 200.
200?
Yes. I know some food companies very well with multiple flavors.
We'll do them like it'll run down different sides of the mountain. So if people want to mix flavors, they can. But if they don't like a certain flavor, they can avoid it.
We'll need a very tall ladder in order to get on top of it so it has that right stream going down all the sides.
Are you kidding? We're going to need scaffolding for this thing.
This is so wrong.
Let's have the interns working on this. Hey, you guys, get over here. I need you guys to start building a scaffold, probably about a story up. And maybe more, so make it reinforced.
Don't let them get their dirty hands on the ice cream, though. You better not!
And one cherry. Just one.
The cherry.
One you can cherry. Only put one cherry on a sundae that you make on a sundae.
This will be perfect. So we just need to have the right serving dish. Like a canoe. I don't know what it would be. Something giant. Let's bring that.
You guys are gonna get it so bad.
Santa?
Alright, so I was able to end up finding chunks of a built-in walk-in freezer, and I figured that if we end up just connecting this into a pool or something that we end up cleaning out.
We have a pool. Yeah, we have a pool.
We just drain the pool, hook it up to this walk-in freezer, and then we just keep it so then it prevents it from... melting too fast.
It'll stay cold.
You should just wait till tomorrow. They're best when they're freshly made.
Oh my god, this is brilliant. Now, do we want to put nuts on it? Because some people are allergic to nuts, although not any revengerous, because we are beyond silly things like food allergies.
You have to end up throwing nuts on there.
Allergic to nuts.
Okay, alright, so we'll put nuts on it. Nuts.
Can we put nuts on one side? Because honestly, I'm not a fan of nuts.
Oh, you just don't like them? That's fine. Yeah, if you don't like them.
I just don't like them.
That's different, yeah. Right, we'll put nuts on one side, no nuts on the other side, and then we'll have flavors drizzled down every... Oh, man. Here we go.
Okay. Wait. Guys.
Don't worry. We don't have the interns touching it. We have Harbjar and Oddjog bringing it in here, and wheelbarrow after wheelbarrow of ice cream.
What if we also go get some... really clean winter shit? Yeah, so then we just climb all over it while we're eating it.
What do you mean by winter shit? Like mountain climbing gear?
I love sledding down sundaes.
Well, no, more like skiing stuff.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, totally. So then we don't get cold, and then we can just...
We can just put your mouth in it as you slide down.
Yeah.
Well, I heard ladder mentioned, but maybe we should make this more of a ski lift?
Yeah. Go kill those interns that were making the scaffolding, and then get some other interns on it to make a ski lift.
Well, we'll still need the scaffolding, but I think this is getting pretty big already. Look at it.
No.
Do we want... Now, this is controversial. Do we want caramel?
Yes.
Of course you want caramel!
A caramel moat would be nice.
A moat? Oh, a moat of, like... No, it's going to be weird because it's frozen at the bottom, but the caramel's got to be hot. So we're going to need some kind of way to... No, I mean, we can do this with our lab.
The Sunday police are gonna kill us.
There are no Sunday police because the government shut down. We can make it any day of the week we want. We can keep eating it through till Wednesday.
No, that's too far. You can only eat it on Sunday.
Oh, look at me. My name's Dr. Tasty. I only eat Sundays on Sunday.
I didn't know you cared so much about the rules, Narc.
You know what? Get out of the way. I'm gonna take care of this. But you don't know how to build a real Sunday. I'm gonna do it, and you're gonna see how wrong you are. All right, here we go. Dr. Tasty's fudge drizzle on the Sunday thing. All right, gotta drizzle that fudge. Yeah. Okay, and then we take the strawberry syrup and Dr. Tasty's strawberry slash. And Dr. Tasty's chocolate splash. And gotta put toppings on it. You can't just have like the one cherry's fine, but you gotta put other things on it. So praline explosion. And then the flavor bee. Flavor bee!
That's why they call it Dr. Tasty.
And the sprinkles. You gotta put the sprinkles on, and all the flavors of sprinkles, not just you put them all in the right configurations.
No, you can't have the same color touching itself.
No, you can't. And okay, reconfiguring this, and okay,
that's just
here
perverse.
We go. And we are done.
Oh my god, that is the fucking best goddamn Sunday.
Heavenly.
It's awesome
week.
Like glowing. Wow.
I've never seen anything like this.
I'm gonna go get a bigger spoon.
We're gonna eat it. I mean, we need big spoons, but yeah, let's dig in.
Wait! No! You can't eat it. You gotta wait till Sunday.
Fuck that!
It's here. It's
oh my god!
Live
fucking so good.
You don't have big government breathing down your neck. You made this wonderful Sunday because deep down you knew that you wanted this Sunday now, and you know you desire it, and you have to have it. Your food garage
quivering in anticipation. Geez,
your food garage quivers. It lusts for sweet dessert.
Are you saying my appetite is parked in my food garage?
Yes, yes, it is.
Indeed.
To open up the garage,
and my friend, I have
and
seen
take
you
the
eat.
Appetite for a ride.
Yeah, it is at least a 3 or 4 car garage. It's
That's
a big
right.
one.
I and, do have a large food garage,
and you need it. It's not that you want it. It's not, see, because the thing is, you want to wait until Sunday to eat this Sunday, but you need to eat this Sunday now. You have responsibilities. You have to do what's right.
Oh man. I never really thought about it.
The flavor beam, really. You could taste the flavor beam.
This is the best Sunday I've ever made.
Hey DeKirsch, hand me that big chocolate fudge chunk.
Here. They're great.
Yeah, you're eating the specially shaped fudge pieces.
How did he embed chocolate chips inside of chocolate chips?
I don't care. It just is.
There's like mini sundaes as toppings on our.
Oh
sundae.
My god, this
that's
is so good.
That's it.
I'm gonna start going on dialysis while I eat this.
I just want
just to get all that shit out of there. I'm not even diabetic.
I want to just hook the sundae into my throat and my stomach and just pump it in.
I'm making a sundae angel.
Man, there's so much going to waste. I guess we might as well feed the interns with it.
No!
I was saving that.
He's so funny.
That's it. This is... You know what? It's time for Dr. Tasty's Sunday Dive.
Wow.
Oh, man.
That's because you fucking punched me in the face, you asshole.
Don't care. Busy eating.
He's like a Tasmanian devil. with whipped cream on him.
I can't believe I'm doing this.
Yeah.
It's not Sunday.
No, it's not. And it's
but
okay.
It's so delicious.
Because it's okay. You can eat a Sunday any day of the week. Any day.
But that means that
even Arbor Day.
I can do anything I want.
Yeah.
I can do anything I want. I can eat Sundays on Saturday, and I can punch anybody in the face, and I could do anything.
I mean, you can, should you?
Ha. No, I should. I should do it all the time. It's gonna happen. I'm gonna start. I am not the same Dr. Tasty that you knew before. I am a completely different Dr. Tasty, and I've consumed the Sunday on Saturday. I can eat Funyuns anywhere I want. I can mix Mountain Dew with Dr. Pepper.
What?
I can.
That's madness.
I could swim in dirt. I can jump anywhere.
Guys.
I've got power madness. It's here.
He's got it again.
Oh yeah. But you know, I can move mountains. I can cheat at MMOs.
What is that?
Guys.
Oh,
that's
banana thing.
Isn't that what you were creating for the Sunday?
I wasn't expecting anything like this.
Monstrosity.
Banana kaiju.
It's as tall as our base.
It looks tasty.
It could destroy Tokyo.
Holy I'm potassium. Still hungry. Alright, let's do this. Yeah, you think that's gonna do anything? Wait till I eat your arm off. That's okay, guys. I don't need any help.
No, it's alright. We're not gonna help.
Yeah, you got this.
Yeah, you're alright.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I love coconut.
Oh, I don't, but that's alright. You used to.
Can you guys at least throw up some hot fudge or something?
Alright. There you go.
Wah! Hey, okay, I got it. Alright, this is your weakness, monster. I'm pouring hot caramel all over you, and I'm gonna eat you.
Get that banana.
See, Dr. Taster doesn't need power madness. Can use his powers for good and still eat Sundays on Saturday. That's what we learned today, guys.
Aww.
Dr. Tasty, big gulp.
If we look at our wiki, oh, yeah. There's lots of creatures and kaiju and monsters.
Oh.
Like this banana monster. Oh. Banana needs more.
Oh, this is so good.
Here's a banana kaiju monster arm.
Oh, God.
Give me that.
It's so fresh and, like, perfectly ripened.
Yeah.
Pass me some leg.
Oh, here you go.
Dirk Kirch, that was an excellent tasting kaiju. You should make more of them.
You should.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious. I
can try.
If you look at, we have pages for all kinds of creatures like kaiju and lichens and Bigfoot and the nope fish and graboids and laser cats and fuzzy wuzzy.
Yes.
We also have a page dedicated to podcasts, which is what you're listening to right now.
Our podcast. Yeah, people can find all of our other episodes.
Episodes.
Bears and blob things and the aforementioned Balloonians. And the flying whale, and dinosaurs, and evil grimace, and cats, and rocket-propelled squids.
And Cybear.
Cybear, and Hermit the Krog, and
Shuma Garas.
Yeah. Rat creatures, and sea monsters, and Mothman, and the Krampus. Oh, yeah, Santa, your buddy the Krampus.
I hate that guy. He is such a dick. I honestly don't know which one I hate more. Him or the Northside Santa. Fucking poser.
We obviously need a lot of people to add their own creatures and to fill out some of the text on and what they know. Well, you know, some of your knowledge on a lot of these paranormal and cryptozoological monstrosities. So go over to the Revengerists crack.wikia.com and do it up. And maybe we'll reward you with a Sunday of your own someday.
Sunday,
bloody someday. Hey, Santa, do you have a product?
Of course I have a product to end up endorsing. The C-Choice Portable Air Horn. It sells for the low, low price of $25.07 on JamestownDistributor.com. A phenomenal air horn and does a wonderful job. It's non-flammable and has safe gas. What the U.S. Coast Guard requires and does a wonderful job at scaring the living shit out of people. Even though I've never used this air horn, I would try none other one other than the C-Choice Portable Air Horn.
You've never used it?
I've never used that one, which is why I know that it's okay to endorse. I only ever use other brands.
That particular air horn, which I told you not to use.
Right.
He hasn't used. He's saying he hasn't used. He only uses inferior products.
Right, yeah. Clearly.
By a process of elimination, he knows which one is the superior one.
All right. You've tried the rest, you know that's the best.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think that's it. Thank you so much. And we look forward to blasting you all with air horns when you're at the golf course or taking a test or doing a
enjoying high wire movies.
I've actually done the golf course thing.
So have I.
It's really
high
good.
Wire trapeze act, rocket surgery, brain science, any of those things. We look forward to revengering you soon. So, what do we tell them, guys?
Go to hell, go straight to hell, and don't come back, and don't
or complain. Collect $200.
If we can't save you, you're fucked. I was supposed to say that, right?
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah. Okay.
No, you were supposed to add the guitar part with your mouth. Like,
mouth guitar solo.
I call it, I'm gonna rock your body. And in parentheses it says, till the break of dawn.